Underground Orchids. Life on this planet persists in knitting its minerals into animal and vegetable variations, behaving at all times like the central point of the cosmos. And because it is water, it seeks the paths of least resistance and pauses sometimes to admire itself. Because it is earth, it might subside in camouflage or darkness or cease to move for its own good reasons. Because it is air, it may seem like nothing, yet be the invisible sustenance of oceans or forests or a shade of blue. And because it is fire, it leaps and is uncertain and leaves smelly waste and goes everywhere it can, uninvited. It presses its lips where boiling sulfur cracks the ocean floor, swims in acid cavities below the roots of mountains, burrows and flits and infects and strangles and hatches, constructs mats, reefs, trunks, tunnels, stained glass windows, and ad campaigns for raspberry-scented chinchilla dust. Mammalian bipeds especially intrude where they are unfit to go, chewing coca leaves, to walk on ridges where oxygen falls away, training beasts to carry their weight in the desert, and drinking their blood, beating seawater back with little hands. On the southern ice cap, one turns his frozen socks inside out and shakes his blackened toes into his lap. In the country he comes from, earth is parched, air warped with the heat he longs for. Thirsty flies glue themselves to plants that begin to digest them. Modest orchids bloom underground. In his country, glinting saucers are filling with penicillin while soldiers don uniforms. There is singing, a shimmer over cannon mouths. Fire consumes, mud consumes. Many stars, since they were born, have been sending their light to shine upon us, but some are rushing away as fast as they can.